The mallet that you see here is actually not a very expensive tool at all. It's just a cheap one from the local hardware store. It's not my first one. And the first one I broke, I won't tell you how, but anyway, it's not my first one. And looking at this photograph now, I see that there's a bit of a secret that the photograph tells us. Looking at the handle, down at the left-hand end where the string is, the hole to hang it up, you can see it's a bit dull in tone. Up in the middle area there, it's quite shiny. That's the varnish, untouched varnish, that was originally on it. So this mallet is being used quite well. I'm holding it down at the end of the handle. Now, the first mallet I had was the other way around. I used to hold it quite up on the shank. Is it the shank or the shaft? Quite up on the shaft, somewhere around the middle. And by doing so, obviously I'm not using the leverage well. I was pushing the thing into the chisel. And I used to get quite a sore shoulder. But one day the penny dropped. I finally realized that the proper way to use a tool like this is to hold it down at the end of the handle, lift it up, and as you bring it forward, I guess it's like a golfer or something. You let the golf club actually do the work for you, hitting the ball. And so it is with this mallet. Since I got smart and started using it that way, no more shoulder pain, and the carving goes much, much smoother, much more quickly. So study your mallet. If it's showing marks from your hand sweat down at the end of the handle, then you must be doing something right.